Are you tired of the same old discussion on the issues? The repeat performances? Then your GPS has directed you to the right place. And now, the world according to us with Arnell and Maloney.
Welcome to the podcast on what I believe is a sad day for American politics.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Former UN ambassador, former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, now a former presidential candidate, at least for now. That leaves us with Donald Trump again.
So is it, let me just clarify immediately, Kathleen, when you say it's a sad day for American politics, where is that coming from and what stimulated you to make that comment?
I thought she ran an excellent campaign, and and even in suspending it, to watch her standing on that podium, she looked very presidential.
She
looked like someone who the country would be proud to put before the world as their leader. She also said the Republican Party has become one of followers, not leaders, which is really true. Why? Why is everyone flocking to Donald Trump when he's got all these criminal charges and other charges and civil charges and everything else against him? What is it? Why?
We need to have some social scientist, Kathleen, get a book together, do extensive research, and, you know, on any cult, what brings people, and I do this comfortably. I'm not uncomfortable about referring his support as cult-like, if not cult.
Yeah.
We need to understand the science, the DNA structure behind this. Why is it that so many people, I mean, look at him last, you know, as we record this, the Super Tuesday was last night, and Trump, what, won 14 out of the 15? She just won in Vermont. And that was it. But given his history, his histrionics, his lying that has been documented, the twice impeached 91 felony counts, the four indictments, the other cases, you succinctly put that out there, Kathleen. Why? What is motivating people to jump on him as a candidate?
What scares me, I used to dismiss, you know, people said he was like Hitler. He was like a dictator.
Yeah.
He had the ability to draw people
and
in.
And people are still saying that to some extent.
Well,
some
I dismissed that. I said, no, that's not the case.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that that might be the case. People are being drawn to him. He has some ability, as a Hitler did, to draw people to him. People are drawn to him and also afraid of him. Just the way he responded to Nikki Haley, and I think he released this on Truth Social before she even announced that she was suspending her campaign. He sent this post out that he trounced, all in caps, Nikki Haley.
Right.
In her statement suspending her campaign, she didn't endorse him. She did congratulate him. She also said he would have to earn her voters. And there were a sizable number, not enough to put her over the top, but a sizable number to indicate that many Republicans are not in Donald Trump's camp.
If he doesn't win over some of those voters who supported her, and we're talking about independents or undeclared voters. Kathleen, throughout the campaign, she was up on that 65 to 34%. And independents now are just over 50% of the electorate in the United States of America. This is a huge number that he is going to have to deal with. And of course, he's going to have to deal with suburban women, as the case may be, the abortion issue. And those issues that he is going to have to deal with, and the college educated, whatever the hell, you know, I always am uncomfortable saying, oh, those who are intelligent will vote for this one. Those who are not. I mean, why do we, you know, college educated, it's a slight. But the fact of the matter is she's got to go. He is going to have to go after those constituencies. And she's right, because he will not be able to win this election coming up unless he is able to garner support from those particular
factions. Well, and then
contrast
that to the reaction by the Biden campaign, where a statement was issued sort of extending a hand to those Nikki Haley supporters, saying, "We may not agree on everything, but there is a place for you," Biden says, "in my campaign."
Right.
So that's inviting them to join his campaign and indicating that he has an open mind to what their issues are.
Well, look at what just happened with that immigration bill, Kath, that was passed bipartisan in the United States Senate. It was the most conservative immigration bill in decades and approved by, as I said, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. Donald Trump comes out with a fiat. I don't want it supported in the House, where he's got his acolytes and his troops and so forth, because I don't want to give something. He says it. I don't want to give Biden a win as we're heading into the election. And yet, these people in the Republican Party, 85, 90, 92% of those within the party, and there's about 30% MAGA supporters, Kath, they continue to gravitate toward this. And that was your statement at the very beginning. And the question is three letters, W-H-Y. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? I'm having trouble understanding why we are where we are in this country right now politically.
I do think now that the Republican Party missed a chance to win the election. I think they just handed it to Joe Biden
on
a silver platter.
Absolutely.
By being, as Nikki Haley said, followers, not leaders.
Listen,
so they did it to themselves.
They did. And listen to this, Kath. An aggregate of the latest nationwide polls shows Haley, this is on the morning or last night or within the past 48 hours. These polls are out now. This is the aggregate of the nationwide polls showing Haley beating Trump, Kath, head to head by an average 9 points, with Trump either even or slightly ahead because she does better, again, nationally with the independents, the moderates, and the women. And so you've got these polls, credible polls.
Credible.
That they went and they did an aggregate of the credible ones, and they're showing that she is the best chance for the Republican Party to beat Joseph Robinette Biden in the upcoming election, as you just said.
Understand.
So how does this play out? I don't get this.
Why is the Republican Party putting its head between its legs and pretending like he could actually win? He's not going to
win. No. We're not even talking about policy. We're not even talking about immigration. We're not talking about crime. We're not talking about gun control, fiscal conservatism. Are we going to give money to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan? We're just talking about character, Kathleen, and that's where I always bring this back to with Donald Trump or any political candidate. Character, character, character. We can all disagree on policy, but we cannot disagree on character,
right,
and the embodiment of character in someone's DNA structure that will define the kind of person they are and the kind of person who represents the United States of America in the world.
Well,
so I say in conclusion to that, Kath, what the hell are people thinking?
What the hell is the Republican Party thinking?
I just don't get it.
Shortly after Nikki Haley's statement, Mitch McConnell came out endorsing Donald Trump.
Of course.
She's right. They're all followers, not leaders.
Absolutely.
We don't need that. We don't need that in this country.
One of the reasons that she didn't come out with an endorsement, A, it would take a shot right at her credibility because of her criticism of the president. And the other reason is she is trying to figure out her future in the party.
I disagree. I think that, you know, she suspended her campaign.
Yes.
Which sort of leaves the door open a little bit in case this guy does
he
get,
doesn't make it. He might not make it.
If he gets convicted of a crime or for some reason cannot run for president, she's waiting in the wings. But I agree. I would be very disappointed if she went on to endorse him no matter what, because I applaud her for standing up to him.
For
her to cave to him, then, that would make me really upset.
Absolutely. The hypocrisy would be on full display for everyone to see. And by the way, Kath, in that speech shutting down, suspending her campaign, she also said, and I love this, Kath, former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, she referred to her, and she said, Thatcher said, never follow the crowd, make up your own mind. That pretty much sums up where we are in America today. And I think, Kathleen, you said it so well when you said they just handed the election to Joseph Biden on a silver platter.
Right. He just has to not mess up.
Just,
you know,
don't mess up.
He doesn't have to work too hard. He just has to stand on his accomplishments and stand on the fact that he is much more presidential than Donald Trump. And he's got it.
What about, you know, when you say don't mess up, Thursday night, depending
State
on when you're
Union.
Listening to this. Yeah, the State of the Union. Okay. You know that Democrats across this country are sitting there with oxygen tanks. You know that the DNC is like, let's take a breath before it starts. Mm. Because they don't want a bevy of faux pas.
He cannot
slip ups.
No.
Whatever the hell you want, how you want to refer to them. He's just got to come out, read the teleprompter.
Yeah.
You know, it would not be advisable for him to move away from that.
Should not go off script.
No, not at all. Because they've done, from what I'm looking at, Kath, extensive, as every president does going up to a State of the Union, extensive research on writing the script for that speech, which I think is going to be extremely important in determining whether or not he can convert some of these the moderates, the suburban women that he's talking about, and the independents, whether or not he can convert them into voters by his performance, Kath. I seriously believe that.
Well, so, I do, and I think he has to be
right on point,
baby. And he has to look sharp. And
what about if he trips while he's walking?
That won't be good. or if he mixes,
he's heading for the podium, and bam!
If he mixes something up, that's why he's got to keep
that's
his
not
going to
be good
on the teleprompter.
Right, he's got absolutely
which is also kind of sad. Is this is the choice we have?
Right,
this
somebody's got to read a script. They can't do it extemporaneously. They can't ad lib. They have to read a word
now,
for it.
And you know all those who support Trump and are anti-Biden will be looking for any
slip-up every minute. This is all. Nobody's given a hoot about policy.
Not what he says.
Immigration, crime, spending, any of that stuff.
How he looks.
Right.
Does he look
exactly
tired?
Exactly.
Does he
right.
trip on the way up?
Right.
It's all going to be about how it's
and how many
presented.
Times he's going to say, "Come on, folks."
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
He'd be good. You know, it would be great if he came out with the aviator glasses on, slightly tinted.
I don't know if he'll try doing the Biden trot up to the microphone because that might be a risk.
That Biden trot that he does. You know, I heard his physicality best described. I wish I could give credit to this person who said this, but they said watching him walk is like watching a toddler walking with a full diaper.
It's true.
I mean, you've seen it. You visualize it. All right. And this is what he looks like. And by the way, Kat, just one other note on all of this stuff. I don't know if you've seen Trump the past couple of days. I mean, something is going on with him, with slurs and all kinds of things. Saturday headline, they say multiple rallies, verbal slip-ups. In one case, and I saw this, did you see that thing where he said Venezuela was Venezuela Gullah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he said.
I know. But also when he confused Biden with Obama.
Yes, Biden and Obama. And then he was talking about his wife, and he said, "I am married to a woman named Melania."
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many, and these are becoming more apparent, Kathleen, as we get closer and matriculate to Election Day.
God,
so
this is our choice, really?
This is our choice. This is our choice of where we're going to be. We will not have the choice of Michelle Obama, though.
No.
Right?
Because although that keeps popping up.
Stranger things have happened,
she might have to come in to rescue the party.
But what is her resume? As far as government experience, yes, she was married to an 8-year president of the United States. But what has she done? What is her resume to be
smart.
The leader?
We know
she's
smart.
She is intelligent. So anyway, she's out. Oprah Winfrey is still...
Oprah is still in the picture.
Oprah is still, you know...
She's looking good, you know?
Well, you know what she's going to...
Maybe that's why she lost all that weight. She's getting ready.
You know, she lost that weight because of a, what is it? I can't
Wegovy
even think of it.
Or yeah, Wegovy. Or one of those.
Yeah, one of those things. And then that caused her to have this schism with
Weight Watchers. Then she dumped Weight Watchers and their stock tumbled.
And the stock tumbled.
Terrible.
I mean, the world is
Wasn't there a better way that she could have exited or quietly exited?
The stock took a dive like the points on the Weight Watchers.
This organization that she promoted and told people
incessantly
was so great,
yeah,
she just walked away and left it in the lurch.
Just left it. You know what her campaign platform will be? If you vote for me, I'll get you a Hyundai. I'll get you at least I'll hand out a car.
Give everybody a car and a diet prescription, pill prescription.
Diet pill prescription and a car, not a chicken
actually, these diet things, I think, are injections, not pills, primarily. They're injections.
I wasn't aware of that.
Ozempic, I know, is an injection.
I was not aware of that. Speaking of diets and so forth, Kath, you brought this story to my attention. I did not see this story about the Kellogg CEO, Gary Pilnick, making this comment of eating cereal for dinner to win over consumers who are feeling the strain of grocery prices.
Right.
And it has created a snap, crackle, and pop. Wasn't that clever of me? Took
Very
me a little
good.
While to come up with
You've
something.
You've been thinking about that
for a long
time. Well,
because you constantly challenge me. So it created a snap. But then I was thinking Rice Krispies. Are they made by Kellogg's? I don't know. I don't know what the
Doesn't
hell
Doesn't matter. It's cereal.
It's cereal, baby. So he was responding to a question on CNBC regarding how high food prices are. He says the cereal category has always been quite affordable. It tends to be a great destination when consumers are under pressure. Here's the thing, Kath. He says the cereal category is a place that a lot of folks might come to because the price of a bowl of cereal with milk and with fruit less than a buck.
Right.
So he says you can imagine why a consumer under pressure might find that be a good place to go while he was trying to promote sales of cereal within the Kellogg company.
I'm all for it. I think that's a great idea, especially coming from someone like me who doesn't like to cook.
Yeah, or eat.
I think cereal is healthy, affordable, easy to prepare. You can go to Costco or Walmart and buy those big, big boxes of it for, dollars, just a few dollars.
Right.
And it's nutritional. It doesn't have a bunch of fat in it. You know, you can use skim milk or low-fat milk.
It's loaded with carbohydrates.
Throw in some fruit. You've got a complete meal.
It depends on which cereal you're buying. If you're trying to conserve on carbohydrates and so forth and you're on the keto, it could be like $8, $9 a box. But Kathleen, I'll tell you what disturbs me about this. Besides, I don't think
you like to go out and eat big meals.
And big
fat sandwiches. That's what disturbs you.
I'll tell you what disturbs me about this. You are saying, you know what, if you're poor and you can't afford
I'm not saying
you should just go forget about the proteins. Just go and eat cereal.
I'm saying that it's good for
everyone.
It has nothing to do with being rich or poor. No, I'm even rich people. I mean, I think it's a very balanced meal.
Have you read the nutrition label? Now, let me ask you something.
I would not go with the sugary cereals.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
There are plenty of non-sugary cereals Rice Krispies.
Right.
Cheerios.
Yep.
Raisin Bran, shredded
wheat.
Raisin
Bran has got some sugar in it.
A little bit, not.
Right.
But so does almost everything. You know, you go out to dinner and you probably got sugar you don't even know where it's coming from.
Right. So, I told my brother last night, I was like totally stressing, and I had some no sugar added Neapolitan ice cream in the freezer, and I knew I shouldn't go to it. Pulled it out.
No sugar added, but what about the sugar that's in there anyway?
He gave me a 25-minute lecture last night. He said, it's natural sugar, the sugar that's in it. But still, could be, 30 grams. But you're seeing on the front of the box, no sugar added. Mm. It's just incredible. But
you should have reached for the box of Cheerios.
I should have. By the way, this guy Pilnick, Kath, his annual salary is $1 million. Listen to this. Plus 4.4 million more in bonuses. The company reported $651 million in net sales as of December 30th, the end of the last quarter
of
2023.
Well, that's not so outrageous, actually.
But he's telling people,
eat cereal.
Eat cereal because it's the best you can do. And we at Kellogg's
it's economical.
Are proud of ourselves for helping you get through the economic challenges.
I
and you support this.
I don't
this.
See it that
you
way.
You support
I
this idea.
I don't see it as being a hit to someone who can't afford anything.
I don't see it as an economic issue.
I see it as a common sense nutrition issue. There used to be the saying, a chicken in every pot.
Yeah.
You can say Cheerios in every bowl.
Cheerios in every bowl. Now, when you eat the non-sugared cereal, do you use like an artificial sweetener or anything or no?
Nope.
So you just eat it just the way it is.
Fruit will add some sweetening to it. Just some fruit, some blueberries, some strawberries.
I will say this, Kathleen, publicly. I saw a picture of you, because I haven't seen you for a couple of months. I saw a picture of you on Facebook with Sarah Lee Kessler, the former WOR-TV Channel 9 anchor in New York. Mm-hmm. And you guys are a member of the illustrious
Inner Circle.
Yeah, the Inner Circle. And I don't say that lightly. That's a great group to be in, and it's a benefit, and they put on theatrical production once a year and so forth. And she says, I caught this on Facebook yesterday. She said, I'm in New York at the Inner Circle with Kathleen Maloney and some other gorgeous women. And then I look at the picture. Maloney, you have not gained a pound in the 20-plus years that I know
you. It's all that cereal.
It's I think what you should do is, if you want to lose weight, eat all the cereal and then take the shot of the Ozempic or Wegovy.
Well, I don't take any weight loss drugs.
No, I know you don't, because your DNA structure, wow, absolutely incredible. I just couldn't believe it. You don't put on an ounce.
No.
Well, it's because I've been out to eat with you, and you'll want to always split the sandwich or I'll leave your
sensibly.
House.
I eat sensibly. I don't eat.
No,
once my hunger is satiated, I don't continue to eat.
I think I saw you the other night, late night. I was watching a commercial for Save the Children, and I'm pretty sure you were in one of the things sitting Indian style, and you were trying to grab a piece of a grain or something like that. You just so well fit the part. I mean, I think when they feature you in the Save the Children commercial, I think the donations go up.
There you go.
That's crazy. So, absolutely crazy. Maloney, is it time for the Odd and the
Offbeat? It is.
You do not want to miss this. The Odd and the Offbeat is straight ahead with Arnell and Maloney.
Invested in that sound effect for the Odd and the Offbeat, and it was bought before inflation hit the dollar store, before it went to a buck and a quarter, Kath. It was bought for a dollar, and I still yet have to send you the 50 cents. That's our heavy budgeting on this show.
That's it.
I got to send you 50 cents. So what the hell, Maloney, do you have for this edition of the Odd and the Offbeat?
Well, I mean, you like the state of Florida. I know your brother lives there.
I don't like some of the politics there, but I like the climate, the palm trees, the beaches. I like all that
stuff. Well, you missed what could have been the event of the century in Florida last week.
What was that?
Florida Man Games. There was an actual event. It was a paid event.
Yeah.
The Florida Man Games. And it was promoted as the most insane athletic showdown on earth. The Florida Man Games poke fun at the state's reputation for bizarre stories that involve brawling, drinking, gunfire, reptile wrangling, and other antics carrying risk of time in jail or intensive care. And they had all these crazy things of mud wrestling and a pork and sausage eating contest.
Oh, that's cool. I
chugging
go for that.
Beer.
Having with cereal.
You know, thousands of people showed up for it and paid like $50 a ticket to watch the Florida Man Games.
But what was the messaging? Like, what was it just
it was
pure entertainment?
It was celebrating.
Or men as apes, the Neanderthal men? Like, what was behind all this?
There's, you know, this whole Florida Man joke. Well, let's embrace it. That's what the promoter said. Let's embrace it and be part of it and you celebrate it.
Next thing, DeSantis will want Disney to feature this.
Well,
at the park.
They did have a bit of a problem getting a permit for it, because
they initially
wanted to include drugs and nudity.
Yeah.
But they were not granted a permit, so they had to tone it down a little bit.
They had to tone it down. You know, they just, I think in the past 48 hours or whatever, Miami said that it wants to break with the Spring Breakers.
Yes, break up with Spring Breakers.
Yeah, they're disinviting them. They probably add so much to the economy, Kath.
Well, but I think all the problems.
There's a lot of rowdiness.
The problems they also bring in, they drive other tourists away.
That's
probably not worth it what they bring because they bring somewhat of a bad name and people try to avoid spring break in Florida.
Right.
You know, but they let it get. Maybe if they kept it in control somehow, but they kind of let it get out of control.
When you were in college,
Florida is such a wacky state.
It is a wacky state. When you were in college, Kathleen, did you ever go on a spring? Let me just tell you this, right? I know you so intimately well. I think you're going to tell me that you never, ever either entertained or actively participated with a group of other students on a spring break. It's just not you.
Well,
am I right or not?
I did not ever go on spring break. No, never.
Wait a minute. Let me do this. I knew I was right. We got all kinds of bells here.
Yeah, right. All the bells and whistles.
All the bells and whistles are on his podcast. So I never went on spring break either. I went with somebody, a friend of mine. This is insane. I'm not embellishing this at all. It also shows that I need mental help. Mm. I went with a friend of mine, and we wanted to get some. You're going to make a comment on this. I wanted to get some Portuguese food one day, and it was a great restaurant in Newark. And we said, you know what? We're not going on spring break. Let's go to Newark, New Jersey, and get Portuguese food. Can you imagine that's what Ornell did as a spring
Portuguese
break?
Food versus spring break in Florida?
Versus Miami spring break.
Why Portuguese?
I don't know. We just both had a thing for Portuguese food, and we went to Newark.
You have a thing for any food.
That was really bad. That was really
but true.
That was really bad. Hi, Maloney. Does that do it for this edition of?
We better quit while we're ahead
of the world according to us. All right,
just remember Arnell.
Yep. Yes.
Cheerios in every bowl.
And that's another edition of The World According to Us with Arnell and Maloney. A friendly reminder, don't forget to like us, love us, and follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. And yes, the love will be returned.